The playing field has been leveled. Opportunity for whoever wants it is abundant. My question to you is, there are still many dealers who do not have BDCs. For those that aren't familiar with the acronym Business Development Center, okay? First off, in a post-COVID environment, what is your, I guess, reason why a dealer should be focused on building a BDC? Like, why do you think that's that we absolutely need this? We can't just have a sales team.
It's going to sound a bit biased because I've made my career out of BDCs, but that's the whole reason that you invited me on the show, right?
That's it.
So here, let's just get right into it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hold back. So first things first, as I said before, if I can
hit it,
let's first start off with let's define a BDC, right? So the core purpose of a BDC is to provide a continuous flow of traffic to the sales and service departments. Okay, that's number one. It should allow for consistent communication. It should improve customer communication. It should improve CSI. And at the end of the day, it should drive retention, whether it's service or sales. Now, when we're talking about improving, how many go across anywhere in North America and go into any dealership, walk into any salesman's office, and I'm not knocking on salesmen, right?
But sure,
this is why BDC was created, right? So go into any office. How many messages do you think are on their phone? You know, is it their morning off? Is it their afternoon off? Are they gone on vacation? Did they forget to change their voicemail to vacation mode? I can guarantee you that every time that phone rings, somebody in BDC is going to answer it.
Yep.
Because it's not just because Michael Cirillo has gone on vacation or it's his morning off. What if your morning off is the only day that I could take delivery of my car? Then what? My message just sits in there and then it just piles up with the other 15 messages and then you get back to me 2 days later. So sure, it's all about what I call the guest experience or customer experience. I'm a Lexus guy, so it's the guest experience, right? So first things first, BDCs should be the hub of the operation. Everything should come in and everything should go out from the BDC.
Right.
Right. So number one, that's what I would say is to create a guest experience, make sure that the customers are getting answered, making sure that emails are getting answered. So it's a consistent answering or a consistent form of communication. That's number one before ROI. We can get into that later.
Sure.
It basically a BDC, the ones that do have them, they can't just exist. Like a lot of, I don't know if we should jump into this as to why they do fail, because it's the opposite spectrum of what we're talking about, but they can't just exist. I've seen it time and time and time again.
Yeah, you have it for the sake of having it, but you don't really know what you should be doing with it.
Correct. And in a lot of cases, a lot of times, the only time you're going to see the dealer principal at the BDC is when the manufacturer is visiting the dealership and they come up there to, hey, look, I have a BDC. But then after that, you don't see him for like 4, 5, 6 months. And it's just emails.
Sure.
It's like, this is yours. It's a business unit.
Right.
It generates millions of dollars if properly managed, if properly supported.
Now,
a BDC will only thrive when it is supported.
Sure. Yeah. Now this makes total sense to me because I mean, I'm experiencing it right now. I've got a parts request, quote request, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, into a dealership for a specific part for a motorcycle, for my motorcycle.
Yeah.
I have not heard anything back yet. It's been days. I wonder how much they want my business. Now I know that when I speak to them, the experience is going to be a lot different dealing with them than it's going to be when I'm ready to go buy a new motorcycle.
Yeah.
Whether I'm ready to finance the motorcycle, like whatever the case may be. And so I love what you're saying here about first and foremost, it creates a uniform guest experience across the board, regardless of the business unit or the department that you're speaking of. Right. And in often cases, traditionally speaking, technicians or the service manager who's a technician by trade, they don't have the hospitality wherewithal. It can be learned, but they don't have the hospitality wherewithal to do. So what do you get? Parts department. Yes. I just want to reach through the phone, dude. I just want to, what are you doing? Or, you know, when we listen to our clients, you know, phone calls to help them with this sort of a thing and help them understand really what's happening. Parts department, and the customer goes, "Hi, how are you?" "Fine." "What? Dude, yeah. Your process could skin a cat, man. Like, what is happening here?" You know, versus making everybody and anybody feel like they're receiving this concierge level experience. You know, people don't realize what that has to do with it. Further to that, you know, one of the conversations I was having earlier about Carvana, I mean, my guest pointed out that Carvana really is just a BDC with a website. And a lot of people dog in on this whole process, but it's because they've figured out a BDC process that works extremely well, and they're continuing to prove out that concept. And so why wouldn't you have a BDC? Now, you mentioned, I don't know if you want to touch on this or whatever. I do want to touch on it. What, in your opinion, in your experience over the last 18 years, what would cause a BDC to fall apart?
Four things. I'll start at the bottom, but it's the first point is the real reason. The three others you can mismatch and put them where you want. And for anybody listening, again, not in a cynical manner, because I'm here out of service, right? So yeah. If any of these four points resonate with you, that's exactly what the problem is. Number one, poorly managed. You get a BDC manager, again, not to knock on anybody, but a BDC manager is a BDC manager. Or BDC director, what you call them. Seldomly, it does happen, and I do know a few because I talk to BDC managers every day across North America. But historically, an ex-sales manager or an ex-floor manager that transitioned into a BDC role, again, could it work out? Yes, but they would really have to switch their mindset, and they're not in the field of selling anymore, right? So right. That's number one. Number two, very important. BDCs often fail or fall short when it becomes what it is not. So as I said before, the core purpose of a BDC is to provide a continuous flow of traffic. That's what it is. It's not sales. It's not a credit app place. It's not even a private sale firm. It's not a call center, right? So when it becomes something that it is not, when it loses its focus, like anything else, really, it goes off the rails. Yeah. The third thing, very important, when there is friction between departments or a breakdown in communication, oftentimes, more times than not, and over an 18-year period,
right.
One of the biggest problems outside of ownership, but one of the biggest problems is that sales managers, used car managers, whoever is involved in, encouraging the BDC, they've always seen us as a cost. We're a cost. They're looking at us like, okay, well, I'm paying X thousands of dollars a month towards a bunch of kids that are in a room making calls. They just don't see the value to it. They don't see the benefit of it because a BDC is really designed for long-term follow-up.
Sure.
Like on a fresh lead, I don't know about everybody else. Everybody has a different cadence, BDC managers. Well, let's say a lead or an opportunity, as I like to call it, more than a lead. But when an opportunity comes in my cadence, at the end of the day, I follow it almost on a year. Until wow. You call me and you say, stop calling me or I bought somewhere else. I mean, we're not now, obviously I'm not calling them every day. And right. You know, as the months go,
you'll have a time frame where it decays.
Correct.
A little bit. Yeah.
Correct. And which is our cadence. So yeah, when there's friction between departments, that's again, that's number three. And the biggest one, number four, I should say number one is when ownership is not behind it.
Mm. Yeah.
Period. And that is the absolute number one driving reason why a BDC fails. Seldomly it's because of the BDC manager, because technically the owner or the dealer principal hired the BDC manager. Maybe you need to check your hiring process. If it becomes something that is not, are you listening to the BDC manager when he's bringing you the reports? If there's friction between departments, why is the BDC manager not being invited to the sales meetings every Monday morning?
Right.
Why is he just getting an email with the bullet points? Right.